It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleet.
Nerd! What's up, my nerds?
Nerds! I work with a bunch of nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Rise and shine, nerds.
Welcome to the Back Row Morning Show, a part of the Love Thy Nerd podcast network and the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. I'm Radio Matt. I'm the station manager for LTN Radio. I'm a third generation radio dude and a lifelong nerd. Also, I've had three co-hosts.
And I'm Mo, the shorter yet louder and some might even say smarter counterpart of the Back Row. I'm a wife, mom, super fan of all things Friends. Also, I'm the best of those three co-hosts. Because I have a giving spirit and was willing to share my mic today, even though I didn't have to.
Today on the Just show, saying. We're going to be talking about long lost friends.
What? But a friend is a friend forever. When the Lord is the Lord of them.
It's not in your show notes.
We've also got a game, Twitter poll, five random facts, and more.
But first, today is Monday, April 26th, 2021. And before we get to our holidays, we've got a guest in studio today.
What?
One of my earliest partners in Back Row Comedy and my very first, albeit very short, reigning co-host, even if it was only for just that one episode, Joey Porter.
Joey.
How do? Yes, I need to contest the previous statement made. By Mo here about being the best co-host.
I mean, I'm the best looking, that's for sure.
I won't contest that. But yes,
you can't grow a glorious beard like his.
Oh, we'll talk about the beard later.
Yeah. Oh, can you grow a beard like?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, whose beard? Can you grow a beard?
Yeah. But our holiday for today, just the one.
Just the one. It's National Pretzel Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
Stanley's favorite.
Wrap yourself up a piece of dough and salt it and dip it in butter.
Why do you make things so awkward?
Jalapeno cheese.
How is that
wrap
awkward?
Yourself up a slice of sweet roll dough.
That's not what I said at all. Wrap yourself up a piece of dough. Salt it and dip
and
it in some
it
butter.
In
and you're right, jalapeno cheese is better than butter. So,
well, and Auntie
straight
Anne's.
Up, straight
Auntie
up, salted for me, please.
I mean, is there a better pretzel
straight
than Auntie
up,
Anne's?
Now tell me, do you really want to love?
I don't really care for Auntie Anne's.
What?
Because they're the ones that are kind of like fried, right? The fried pretzels.
No.
Who am I thinking of then?
I don't know.
Somebody evil.
There's another one.
I was going to say, I don't know.
There's another
Auntie Anne's is in malls typically.
Yeah. But there's another one, I guess, that has. They're like deep fried. They're not like cooked in an oven.
No.
I can't say I'm familiar.
That's like super crispy on the outside.
Yeah, that sounds
no,
terrible.
You can watch.
You want a chewy okay. pretzel.
Well, I don't, well
you
it's
can
still
watch
chewy,
them
but I mean like the
dough,
skin is crispy.
Flip it and stick it through the little oven.
Okay.
Little...
I don't know what I'm thinking of. But whatever I'm thinking of, I didn't like it.
Well, I'm glad it's not Auntie Anne's. Because I was going to say that's the reason I quit the show after that one episode.
And he would have to find a fourth co-host.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
We'd both leave.
Mo has tried to leave at least three times, and God never lets her.
That's true.
So Joy is here. Joy is here leading worship, or rather have just finished leading worship for D-Now going on in our town. Apparently, I heard it was huge. I heard there were like over 100 kids or so.
We both look at each other. I didn't count the kids. I don't know.
Well, the youth leaders here at my church said last year it was like maybe 40. And this year it felt significantly larger.
I think that the final number I heard was about...
Or not last year, but 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 85 kids, and then total people in the room was around 120.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to talk about the twists and turns of life, like a pretzel, in a bit, as well as some of the early days.
Joke,
oh, yeah, it was my joke. I stole it. Early days of the Back Row shows that Joey had a part in. But before we do that... It's so rare that we have a guest on the show in the studio. And so I wanted to start this off by pitting Mo and Joey in a game.
I was not told there was going to be a game.
Neither was Mo.
Okay. Yeah. You're going down.
I'll put that in the middle there.
Downtown the clown.
Okay. All right.
So Joey, I don't know if you remember, but in that one like pilot episode YouTube show that we had, you and
everything
I
about it.
You and I had a game. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the game was?
Yeah, it was guess the fortune cookie.
Joel Osteen or Fortune Cookie. Yeah, which became a running thing. Every time we got a new show, that was the first game that we played. Every update throughout the years. Do you remember what that person won when they won the game?
Was it a trophy of some sorts. Was it a picture of Jesus, or was that just something that was in the room?
That was something. That's right here.
Hey, there it is.
That's still right here in the studio. Memories. No, it was the back Rofi. It was a plastic golden trophy with a little golden Sonic tater tot sitting in the top of it.
Okay. I think I remember that, yes.
And you were the first person to win it and then vacate it because you left. But we'll talk about that later.
Damn that back trophy. I hated that daggone thing.
Yeah, Mo could never win the back trophy. And then we eventually, while we were still doing the podcast, we upgraded to the back row undisputed championship title belt.
Those are much nicer.
Hanging right back there. Yeah. So we're pretty excited about it. But we're going to play a game. You've not been able to play a lot of games. Mo plays a lot of games.
I feel like that's a personal attack against me somehow.
That you play a lot of games?
Yeah, you play a lot of games.
Mo be playing games all the time.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Hey, don't go to the Backstreet Boys. That's too personal, okay?
So this game is called Movie Plots Explained Badly. I am going to explain a movie poorly. And this little die is going to sit in the middle of the table. First person to grab that die gets to guess.
He has an advantage. I've got, like, cords.
Don't break anything,
hey,
please.
I didn't set this up. Okay. You just told me to sit here, and so this is your fault. Sorry.
First person to grab the die can guess. If you get it wrong, the other person can guess. If you both get it wrong.
What are we doing again?
Movie plots explained badly. Okay. I will read a movie plot that is badly written.
Got it.
First person to grab the die gets to guess. If you get it wrong, your opponent gets to guess. If you both get it wrong, I will give you 3 options to choose from. And we repeat with the grabbing of the die. All right?
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Yes. Can you move that?
I'm going to move my water.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I can't promise how things will go down.
You should probably cap yours, too. There.
No cap.
I'll put my cap on
the
water.
No cap. All cap.
All right. We are protected from spills.
All right. Here we go. Noseless guy has unhealthy obsession with teenage boy.
Harry Potter.
Correct.
Yes, son.
Now you see what we're doing.
I don't watch movies, and Matt knows this.
You watch all the movies ever. That's all I ever hear about. It's all the movies you and your family sit around and watch, including the entire Harry Potter franchise in a single weekend.
Do I remember movies after I watch them? 2 minutes after I walk out of the room, do I remember the movie?
All you talk about is Pitch Perfect. That's all I've ever heard out of your mouth.
Pretty sure since 2021, I haven't spoke about Pitch Perfect at all.
Next movie.
Just saying.
Girl falls in love with a boy on a cruise, but refuses to share.
Titanic.
Correct.
Come on.
Whatever.
Speechless, Mo. Let's have it.
All right. Okay. Number 3. Pocahontas, but with blue people. Yeah.
Avatar,
correct.
I don't know.
I don't know if I should be proud or ashamed so far.
No, this one was dumb.
How many more are there?
I think 9.
Okay, I just wanted to know if she had even a chance of winning.
Gotcha. All right. A crazed lunatic slowly kills children in front of their parents one by one.
Are you looking
over here?
You can't see the thing. Okay. You can't see the answer.
Okay, read that again.
A crazed lunatic slowly kills children in front of their parents one by one.
Wow. I don't know.
No answers? I'm going to start reading the 3 possibilities, but you can grab the die at any time.
Okay.
Possibility number 1, A Clockwork Orange. Possibility number two, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct.
He didn't kill them, though.
I'm telling you, this is badly explained okay. plots of movies.
All I can think of, like, what kind of movie is this?
I don't understand that one at all. I'm not.
Have you watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, I've watched Willy Wonka.
They slowly, you know,
all the children slowly get like, killed, but they get taken out. You think they're killed?
Okay, whatever.
Augustus Gloop goes up the chute.
Yeah.
Augustus.
Yeah.
Veruca
Salt.
Yeah.
Falls into the egg pit thing.
I want a golden egg right now.
I want a golden egg right now, Daddy.
That was really good.
That was actually really great.
Yeah. All right. A conversation about hamburgers leads to violence.
Good burger?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Do I get one guess or can I keep cruising?
Well, she gets to guess first.
I don't know. I can think is Good Burger.
Okay. Here are your three options. You can grab the die at any time. Pulp Fiction. Julie and Julia. Sausage Party.
Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't you have jumped in a little sooner so I didn't have to read the third one? I didn't make this game.
I've only seen Pulp Fiction maybe once, and I kind of remember.
But those are the kind of things that you do remember, though. The McDonald's thing, that, the burgers.
Yeah, the hamburger thing, yeah.
All right.
Nope.
Don't need to scoot the dice closer to you.
All right. Oversized man seeks to enhance his jewelry collection. Do it.
Don't.
What?
It's the only thing I can think.
What?
Austin Powers.
Go ahead and give me that.
No.
The Avengers.
What?
Infinity War. Would be more specific.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
We literally that was on at her house.
Was I looking at the television?
Apparently not.
No.
All right.
But listen, Austin Powers was a good guess.
What's the score?
I haven't been keeping score.
Because it's all Joey. Yeah.
It's clearly, yeah. All right. A cocky man ruins everything and a girl has to fix it. I can tell you you're
Joey,
wrong already.
On the Back Row Morning Show with Matt and Mo.
I think some people would say every movie ever.
For real, yeah. But
yes.
We're looking for specifics.
A cocky man ruins everything and a woman has to fix it.
Girl.
A girl. Oh, yeah. Is that specific? That's not a woman. It's a child.
Not necessarily a child, just not a grown up.
I'm going to need the clues on this one.
All right. Is it Captain America, Moana, The Social Network?
Moana.
Correct.
Are you serious over there, Mo? You still look bewildered.
But I don't understand how did Maui ruin everything?
He stole the heart of Tafiti.
Oh, that's right.
And everything started dying on the planet.
He also said these were bad. That's kind of what I'm trying to latch on to.
Okay.
They're bad descriptions.
You're right.
Man travels 6 months to destroy his uncle's jewelry. Joey.
Lord of the Rings.
Correct.
This next one, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to let you think about it. You can process through it and then give us an answer.
I have to have the answer in order to process it. I can't process prior.
A poor man with schizophrenia teams up with his best friend to create a club, unite people, and change the world.
OMG.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Then what is it?
This is the one
just
I'm going to be wrong
it.
On. Fight Club.
You're right.
I've actually never seen Fight Club.
It's a good one.
But I do know that the first rule of Fight Club is not
beat
to talk
everybody
about
up.
Fight
That's
Club.
Why you don't know about it, because no one will talk to you about it.
True.
Talking mutant chickens sabotage an ambitious couple's startup artisan pie business.
Huh?
Talking mutant chickens.
Mm-hmm. Sabotage an ambitious couple's startup artisan pie business.
Nope, nothing.
All right. Is it Sweeney Todd, The Birds, or Chicken Run?
I mean, Chicken Run?
Correct. A guy that's alone.
I don't like this game.
A guy that's alone. Game. Can I read?
I'm not on this game.
A guy that's alone in the forest kisses a dead body while seven other guys watch.
Huh?
Come on, Sleeping Beauty.
No.
Oh, Snow White. Snow White.
Dang it. But Sleeping Beauty is in Snow White, right?
No.
No.
What? No, Sleeping Beauty
is Aurora is Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora.
That's the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty. Aurora. Snow White.
They were both in Shrek 2.
Maybe that's what I'm molding those stories together. So that was talking about the seven dwarfs, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then the prince comes and kisses and wakes her up.
So really,
after
that's
she ate the apple, she ate the poison apple.
That's not Sleeping Beauty?
No.
No, really, that's the only difference between Sleeping Beauty and Snow White is the dwarves. That's it.
Not even close.
Listen, they both have evil stepmothers. They both get put into a deep sleep. They both have to be woken up by a prince's kiss.
Those are seriously two different shows?
Yes.
That's like the exact same thing.
Yeah.
A couple same plot points, but a different movie.
No, the overall story is the same. Evil stepmother. Curse. Sleeping curse. Requires kiss to be broken.
Okay.
Yeah. The only difference, fairies or dwarves. That's it. And so, this is coming from a person who doesn't watch movies.
Is that one for Mo?
That is one for Mo.
So you didn't get skunked.
So this is our two more left.
All right.
So you've gotten 12. And Mo's gotten one. So
12 out of 13.
By any stretch of the imagination.
What happened?
The dice has disappeared into the abyss.
Do you see it?
Yes.
It landed inside the bookshelf.
Weird.
Anyway.
Next one.
Yeah. She doesn't even need to be around. Just go ahead and read it.
Me.
Idiot stands too close to a giant cream egg. Turns out it's not a cream egg. Chaos ensues.
I'm actually picturing what you said in my head. I don't know a movie with a cream egg.
But it's not a cream egg.
I know, that's but...
Chaos ensues. A giant thing that looks like an egg, but it's not actually... I don't know.
Is it Godzilla, Alien, or Gremlins? Joey.
Godzilla.
Wrong.
You said giant.
Alien.
Correct. Mo has two. 13 to 2.
I couldn't remember an egg and Gremlins. So.
I don't know if I've seen Aliens.
All right.
Alien.
Last one.
Just one.
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television. Joey was reaching forward like, wait a minute.
Hold on. Pull it back.
Mo.
It's wrong. The Brady Bunch movie.
No, gosh, put it down.
Why are you so ugly to me? You're rude. See why I don't even try?
Yeah. Joey, any guesses?
I think a lot of movies could fit that.
All right. Well, when you hear these three, it's one will stand out. Okay. So be ready.
You can't guess. You've already guessed.
Obviously. No, Mo can grab the thing. Right. You're
making up rules now.
Unless you want to throw a guess out.
The Taming of the Shrew.
Wrong. Okay, now, is it one of these three?
Why didn't you laugh at his guess?
Because it was deliberately bad. Mean Girls, Cinderella, or The Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games.
Correct.
I get it.
Because
right,
the Hunger Games are on TV, and sister got pissed, and she volunteered
to totally
tribute.
Ruined it.
Ruined it. Ruined her chances.
Whatever.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah, Matt.
You don't get to win the title because I'm the one that holds it right now, so you didn't win it off of Mo.
And I'm just here for once anyway, so.
Ryan, we don't need you vacating another title.
I can't take
title.
That back to Austin.
Bring it home to the wife. Hey, look what I'm going to hang up in the living room.
Real trophy.
What?
Are we moving on?
Are you upset at me?
Only slightly.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I can hear it. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in your voice. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take a break right here. When we come back, just who is this Joey character?
Stick around.
This week in Nerdy News, this is LTNN. According to Deadline, Paramount has added another to the cast of their upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie. My Spies, Chloe Coleman, has joined the cast in an undisclosed role, joining Chris Pine on the only real known list of characters. Dungeons & Dragons film is set to fly into theaters on March 3rd of 2023. The Justice League Unlimited animated series is returning, just not to TV. It's coming to DC Comics. The heroes from the animated series will be in a new 7-issue series called Justice League Infinity. The new Justice League animated series comic will be released on May 13th. And in the never-ending stream of movies trying to capitalize on our nostalgia, there will now be a Rock'em Sock'em Robots film. For some reason, Variety reports that Vin Diesel is set to star in a film adaptation of the classic tabletop game. Rampage screenwriter Ryan Engel is set to pen the script. The story will follow a father and son who form an unlikely bond with an advanced war machine. Didn't Hugh Jackman essentially make this movie already? Real Steel? Wasn't that just Rock'em Sock'em Robots? Am I going crazy? Didn't they do this? That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And we've got a guest in the studio today, my very first Back Row co-host, Joey Porter. Hello.
But before we do anything else...
Sorry, did I interrupt your...
she don't want to hear from
us. Sorry, also.
I'm going to leave. Someone else can read my facts. Better yet, Joey can read the facts.
I can't read.
Can be the Back Row-y Morning Show with Matt and Joey.
That's actually pretty good. Write that down.
Future projects.
Anyway. Actually, I was going to say earlier, Joey told me not to go Backstreet Boys. And it kind of made me think, oh, you guys could be the Back Row Boys.
The other one was way better. That was not a good one.
Okay, five random facts. A mixed breed terrier named Rags was buried with full military honors after being the sole source of communication between soldiers during World War I. A shell fire had caused damage to the telephone wires, so soldiers used their adopted comrade as a messenger carrier.
That's a super historical fact right there.
You're very welcome. Why are you like...
That was a compliment.
I feel like that was...
That was a compliment.
Your facts
I like it when you don't phone in the compliments, which is most of the time.
Huh?
Okay. Being nice.
In a 2012 study, psychologists gave participants problems to solve while taking showers and found that showering actually sparks creativity. So they had to have... See, y'all done made me forget.
You need to take a shower so you can remember.
Apparently, I gotta go shower. Like problems where they have to think outside the box. Critical thinking problems.
Yeah. Cool.
It's not like math problems.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not good for math.
I don't know. The most popular instrument in North Korea is the accordion. Stop making me laugh. So much so that all teachers used to be required to play one in order to get their teaching certificate.
Yeah. For real?
Uh-huh. In order to be a teacher in North Korea, you had to know how to play the accordion.
North Korea has been weird for a long time. They can't hear us. We don't play there.
Moving on. Winslow's soothing syrup used during the 1800s for teething babies and has actually been known to have morphine in it.
I knew that one. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Okay. And lastly, the man who invented plastic Easter eggs and Easter grass also holds a total of 1,413 other U.S. patents, including one for water-based inks, flower pot covers, and decorative wrappers.
So all I can think of right now is just Kim Jong-un.
I know, like, you've got
what did they say about our country? Light up the missiles!
Move on! Stop!
Where's New Mexico?
That was a pretty good Kim Jong-un.
I am not held liable. Good grief. Knowing how to play the accordion is actually a very noble and admirable quality.
Where is
I think
Mo
all of our
Mexico?
Teachers.
What are the coordinates?
Stop. Stop it. No more.
Joey Porter, it has been, we talked about it now. Hold on. It was 2014.
Yeah.
And you moved away. So 7 years or so, almost 7 years.
Correct.
Since you moved away from Clovis, leaving the whole world behind to go meet a girl, get married, and be happy. You are so selfish.
Yeah, you know, a classic had to go find myself story. And I found myself in Austin.
And other people.
That's where I was at.
Isn't there a country song about that?
Probably many. Especially in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The last time I think I saw you was your wedding.
Yes, sir.
At least face to face. You were kind enough to ask me to be at the end of a 7-person long line of groomsmen because your wife had too many friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I needed another
one. Nice. you had to scrape that bottom of the barrel. Who haven't I called yet?
You also DJ'd.
I did. I got to DJ your reception.
You had
your reception.
Dual purpose.
That was the first time I'd done that. And for some reason, that qualified me to do it again here in just a month from now. So
yeah, well, you killed it.
I hated it.
Word gets around.
I hate it again. But you know what? I say I hated it. I liked it more than actually being on the dance floor. So
yeah, you get to kind of hide
it was,
away.
Yeah, it was actually the optimal position for me. Really, the optimal position is to go home after the wedding. But since I was in it, I felt I had to stay.
You did. And you drove all the way to Austin.
I did. Yeah. And I found out I hate Austin. At least for the roads.
I remember you telling
remember?
Me.
Do you remember the analogy?
Would never come back.
Do you remember the analogy I used for the roads?
Refresh me.
It's a kid dumped over a plate of spaghetti onto a piece of paper, and they said, "Draw that."
Yeah.
That'll be our map.
I would say there's some accuracy.
At least three times driving around there, I thought I was going in the wrong side of the road.
Yes.
Like suddenly there would be a turn out of nowhere. There would be roads that are going north, south, east, and west, then southwest, southeast, curving back into. It was the weirdest, ugliest map and the hardest to drive in, especially at night.
Yes. Austin is notorious for really terrible traffic. And
that too, the traffic.
There is a road in Austin, Texas that is a literal straight line. And it's called Loop One. And so I wasn't in on that planning meeting. So maybe in, 40 years, they tend to make a gigantic circle somehow. But it's just a straight line. Loop One. So,
all right. So what I want to hear from you is justify leaving me. Tell me how awesome your wife and your kid and your life is.
Yeah. So I've met my wife, Julie, in Austin only a short time after moving there. Mm-hmm. Literally, I think I officially moved to Austin at the end of February. I'm sorry, the end of January 2015. And I met my wife February 11th in person. Was our first date.
Wow.
I believe. Yeah. I didn't
waste
any time. We met on match.com.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I said, I got to Austin.
How did I not know this beforehand?
Well, we don't know much about the Julie and Joey story.
Right, but I mean, I was
honest.
There for the wedding. I feel like I would have heard that at some point.
Well, you know, I feel like there's a stigma
there is
that comes along with we met online. It was like, two pathetic losers.
So you want to make sure this marriage carried some weight before you let that factoid out.
We've been together for, 5 years now. So 6 years. I think it worked.
Good.
So shout out to Match.com if you guys need any sponsors. We met on Match.com and we were married February 13th of 2016. So
Y'all are photogenic enough that y'all could be in an ad for Match.com.
You think so?
I bet it would get you money. I bet
they have the worst commercials. I don't know if you've seen the Match.com commercials, but we see them now and we just make fun of them. So it's like we've forgotten that's where we met. And now we're like, those guys are losers.
I give it a month.
Yes. Yeah. And so, last January 2020, we had a baby and his name is Jack. And so
he's any significance alive to the name? Kicking.
We actually struggled to give birth. My wife had a hard time getting pregnant. And so we went through a lot of I said that weird.
The way you said it made me envision a car breaks down, you need help, you need to change that tire, you get a jack. Struggling to give birth is what prompted that.
Forget
but you struggled to get pregnant to begin with.
I have no idea what the questions Matt was going to ask me, so I'm telling this for the first time and not thought out.
Yeah.
So anyway, we actually struggled to get pregnant.
Okay.
There you go.
And so the word Jack, and it's like when you look up a baby word, you could find a baby name, you could find 800 meanings for that particular name. But
sure.
My wife was perusing names and came across Jack, and on this particular website it said that Jack means the Lord is gracious. And so we really sought the Lord in trying to get pregnant, and it was a 2.5 year process and a lot of surgeries and doctor visits and tests and try this, try that kind of thing. And so the Lord finally did answer our prayer and gave us an awesome little baby boy. And so we thought Jack was an appropriate name. So yes, it does have a meaning. I actually didn't want to name him Jack because it starts with a J.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be that family that's like, well, now we got to name all these other J names. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next baby comes along and it's Esther.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Craig. Well, Joey, Julie, Jack, and Craig.
Yeah. And so, we were hoping for a girl because we had a sweet girl name picked out. And I'll tell you that now, and none of you are allowed to steal it.
Okay.
We're all done having children now.
Good.
I think.
Well, that's great. We liked the name Penelope.
Oh.
And so, Penelope Porter, or call her Penny, Penny Porter,
Or Pee-Pee, for the kids at the school
would
call her Pee-Pee.
Course, yes, my mother-in-law was quick to point out, but her initials will be Pee-Pee. I'm like, well, I'm cool with that. I like the name Penelope so much. I'm fine with that. You can make any name terrible.
That's true.
So anyway.
I feel like I know someone who is going to use that name at some point. I can't remember who.
So if we do end up having a girl at some point, she'll be the, Joey, Julie, Jack, and Penelope, but it's okay.
So y'all are going to try for more, you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. We have a friend here, the guy that eventually took over your position here, who they had a hard time as well for a couple years, I feel like they were trying.
Yes, that's very common.
Yeah.
More common than
I assumed. You don't really think about it, of how common that is until it's someone in your life or you in your situation.
Sure, it's like buying a car. You go test drive a Ford Focus or whatever, and then you leave the lot and you see nothing but Ford Focus. did everybody just buy a Ford Focus?
Right. You're hearing some weird word you haven't heard in years, and then you hear it five times that week.
You just notice it. And my wife has several friends who struggled with getting pregnant. And so
all the women around the world will be so thankful to know that struggle of infertility has now been compared to purchasing a car. Or learning a new word.
It wasn't that. It was the realizing that it's more abundant than we realize.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Mo's here to keep us on our toes.
We need to move on.
Another big deal before you left was your band, Constant Halo. A few of your tracks still play here on LTN Radio. But now, do you have an actual band now? A new like worship band? Or is it mainly just you and whoever you can get to accompany you?
At this point, it's mostly just me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you call it the Joey Porter Band because it's just easy to, like, I'm the main association with it. And so as long as I show up, you know, you can move in and out the other band members. And
because I assumed you were coming with a full band.
Which
and
I
then
did.
I saw a picture and I'm like, well, that's Brandon. That's Ben. That's Brittany. Well, they all live here.
Yes, they are. Well, Ben and Brittany, Ben was going to play with me anyway, and he lives here because he was in Constant Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then my drummer who was coming from Dallas, Kevin.
I don't know why I mentioned that John was the guy that took over and not used his real name. Like, you know, John, he was in your band.
Yes, he was also in Constant Halo. I just thought maybe you didn't want to, you know, say that he was having infertility issues.
No, he's shared it before.
To the World Wide Web.
Actually, Hillary shared it before. He hasn't, but.
Yeah. So I didn't want to mention it in case you were trying to be incognito or something.
It's all good.
Anyway,
that was wise of you.
Yeah, so that's why that's why it's called the Joey Porter Band. Because if you give it a band name, I feel like you kind of have to you have a cohesive group, you know, and everybody's got to stay together, or else it's no longer that band.
I gotcha.
So if you call it,
so if it's just named after you, then you're the only thing that has to be involved, technically.
Right, and it's also like a really good way for me to make the band completely about me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
you struggle with that. That's the way.
You don't have to worry about stealing anyone's spotlight or anything.
Yeah, I actually pitched the Joey Porter Band to the Constant Halo crew. And they didn't like it. I don't know what for.
But our names aren't Joey Porter.
Yeah.
That's only your names.
I had several others, like Joey and the Porters.
Yeah.
You know, classic band names. And
the J-Ports.
Yeah, they just weren't having it.
Tiger Scratch.
So I do appreciate you continuing to play those songs, though.
I love them.
You know, they live out there somewhere. And
yeah, they do. They exist.
Yeah.
Your album, actually, I can't find online anymore.
Yeah,
did it get taken down, or what's going on there?
One. So there should be two out there.
I remember the original one, the original EP.
Yeah.
And that's still out there.
Yes.
But I cannot find On Fire, your full album, anymore.
Well, the reason is a long, convoluted story. But we worked with some group in Tulsa, I think, called the, I don't even remember their name. It doesn't matter. And they were, it was like a real shady place, you know, like give us $2,000 and we'll make your album and we'll make you famous, you know? And so we kind of worked with them, and then they ended up like getting sued by all these people. And so they actually are the ones that put our album online. I still have it, and I could put it online myself. I just haven't done that.
They just had to take it all down.
They took it. It one day, it was online for a while, and then it just disappeared, I think, because all of their stuff just went away. But
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it back online, and man, let the people hear. It was a good album.
Well, you know, the songs were good, but the recording was pretty rough.
You say that, but compared to, look.
There's worse.
when we started doing the podcast, which we'll talk a little bit more in the second hour, we started requesting Christian independent bands and artists to send in music to play as like a segment break.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and we used some of your stuff too. Miles above 90% of what was sent in.
Well, thank you.
And about 50% of what was sent in, we could never play. It was just, oh, this is so rough. This is so bad.
Yeah. Like what on somebody's cell phone or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put it in the middle of the room and hit record, Mom.
Recorded in an empty milk truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad. But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to relive the early days of the Back Row with Joey Porter. What was and what could have been.
Stick around. It's Mo from the Back Row Morning Show, and I've got 5 random facts for you. As of 2013, 12 police stations in a rural area of China have begun to use geese as alert animals.
Benin, a country in Central Africa, is notable for having the highest birth rate of twins in the world. Dinosaurs lived in every continent on Earth, including Antarctica. The reason we only find their bones in certain places, though, is that weather and soil conditions in those places were just right for bones to be fossilized. In 2005, Australian Parliament took a few citizen complaints a little too seriously and banned anyone on their staff from using the word mate while at work. And a tick bite can make you allergic to red meat. For more fun facts and hilarious nonsense, tune in to the Back Row Morning Show Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Central here on LTN Radio.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo, and today we're talking about the twists of life with Joey Porter.
So, for those of you who weren't around with us way back before the morning show, way back before the podcast, you might not know that Joey Porter was highly involved with our first foray into, or well, out of the Twitter jokes and into YouTube. Joey was the worship pastor at our church, and we were also doing video announcements that were admittedly overboard.
Do you remember when we did the musical?
Oh, I'm going to bring it up. We're going to play a bit of it here.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we could drag out four very quick announcements into a 5 to 7 minute video. But most people love them, even when we went highly overboard. But it was fun. It was a change of pace. You know, that was around the time when people weren't paying attention to announcements anymore, weren't picking up bulletins.
Yeah, I remember the announcements portion. As a worship leader, like, the announcements portion of a service is like the worst part ever. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it really kills the mood mm-hmm. in the room. And I hated reading them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we just were like,
we still struggle with that now.
How can we spice these things up, man? Yeah.
You know what also kills just the overall mood of the room?
Yes.
After the service? When those people walk up to you and complain because they missed the ladies' lunch from the day before because they didn't know that it was happening, but had they listened to the announcements or picked up a bulletin.
You know, you got to be active about this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't pull your phone out of your pocket and schedule it in your calendar for you.
Yes, they wouldn't do that anyway.
No.
They wouldn't.
But yes, you're right. You as a church member have a responsibility as well to respond to these announcements that are given.
Yes. Or so, don't complain.
So we would do these church announcements things. Usually just Joey and I, we would rope in Cipriano occasionally. Mm-hmm. Actually pretty often. And we would spend a huge chunk of Saturday, typically 3 to 4 hours, trying to get these recorded. And so what we started doing is, because we had so many actually very funny bloopers, that we started a series on YouTube called Better Church Announcements. And so what we did is we had the cool funny announcement that we did, and then the bloopers after it, and we had it's usually turned out to be like a 30 minute video based on each week. But a few months into this process, like you mentioned, we decided, let's do musical announcements. Let's make a whole musical for our announcements. And we happened to have like 11 of them that week.
Wasn't the Scrubs episode where they sing?
Yeah.
The musical episodes was like our inspiration.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And so do you remember what that process was for us? Like how we actually wound up doing it?
No.
So it was Saturday morning. You came in and we started writing everything out, writing lyrics, ordering everything. The afternoon, we recorded it all like an album almost. We like recorded the audio versions of that with you playing the guitar into another microphone and both of us doing parts. And then we took a break, went to Leal's, had dinner, came back, and then filmed us lip syncing to all these in several different places in the church, trying to set up all these weird angles and music video esque.
I remember wearing a cowboy hat.
In one of them, yeah. You did a cowboy thing. And that was for You Lost Your Bible,
Yeah.
So we were like, let's go country with that one.
I sing some of these songs still from time to time. They pop in my head.
And then after we recorded that, you got to leave, and I got to stay up here for another 5 hours editing all that together for the announcements that were the next morning.
Didn't I edit the sound? I feel like I edited the songs.
Yeah, you edited the songs, yeah. That's what you did before we...
And all of this was for 1 week.
One single
church
week.
Announcements.
But I have a clip of my favorite of the songs, and this was the one about the newcomers class that had started the week prior, or actually started that morning. And this was for play right after Sunday school. So let's hear this.
Class started just this morning for people who want to learn what we believe at Highland, where we're going, and maybe join the church in turn. It's too late, but you're not too late to attend this class. You're late, but you're not too late, but you better hurry fast, 'cause you're late. The maturity class started this morning too, for people who want to grow. Learn the four basic spiritual habits for you, everything you want to know. It's too late, but you're not too late to attend this class. You're late, but you're not too late, but you better hurry fast, 'cause you're late.
It's my favorite.
So, can I just interject for just
a quick second? Please.
I love how in 7 years, 8 years, when was this recorded?
It went up on YouTube June 1st of 2014.
Okay.
So
neither one of your style has changed.
No, yeah. In fact, I still had this shirt.
Look at what you're both wearing
Joey
and what you're
still
currently
wearing. A black
wearing.
T-shirt.
Am I wearing a black T-shirt? In
you, Joey, are wearing a black T-shirt, which you are currently wearing a black T-shirt as we record. Yeah. And Matt is wearing a button up
with my sleeves rolled
with
up.
Sleeves rolled up. Mm-hmm. And
normally, back then, I wore a lot of plaid. I only have one plaid T-shirt anymore.
But, that was the first thing that I mean. Beards are a little more full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
and I think I'm probably way fatter now than I was then.
You are
Can I just say it, man. Just say
heftier,
it.
But not okay, fatter.
Just say it. Come on.
You're more.
You're a dad.
Marriage has been good to me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I'm about the same.
My wife.
You
still
are
loves
happier.
Me. That's right. I am.
I mean, that's the point. You're married at this point. It's
who cares?
You're good.
You know?
Yeah.
She can't
you're
leave.
Done.
She's committed.
You're done. You won't be on the shelf anymore. You don't need to look pristine.
It's just the very first thing that stood out. Hey, Joey's in a black T-shirt.
Exactly.
And then Matt comes into frame and Matt's in a button up with his sleeves rolled.
Megan, did you know, have you heard those before?
You know what? I think, when did you say that was? 2014? Yeah. I was attending here when you guys did
that's
those.
Right. You would have seen it live.
Yeah.
First time reaction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
Probably sitting up in the balcony going, those guys are so weird, but I kind of want to be their friends.
Or like, man, how long is this song? Like, we did two verses to that.
We did. And that was one of like 11 songs.
I remember it was so long.
The last one was like this weird a cappella church thing where we broke it and we're like, can we stop? We have been singing for 11 minutes. And you're like, just one more.
Oh, what a waste of time.
We had one song where we had to try and rhyme Chinnakitty-otty.
I do remember that.
And the part of the joke was trying to figure out what would rhyme with Chinnakitty-otty.
That's the only reason I knew how to say their last name.
Just a total hottie? I don't know, man.
Man,
where to hide a body?
This church does not recognize how lucky it was to have us cranking out this comedy gold every week.
And so Mo, myself, and Megan Kelly actually kind of revived video announcements about 2 years later, I think. And we have our own series on the YouTubes as well called Recording Church Announcements. But that's all just our bloopers. We didn't get super creative, but we were very bad at the job.
So people like funny. The bloopers in yeah, the best the bloopers anyway. Are fun.
We had to stop recording when we got too good at recording.
Right, it wasn't funny anymore because we would just come in, knock it out in 20 minutes and be gone. We're like, well, all right.
This sucks.
It's not fun.
I mean, it's good, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still remember, like, Cipriano would have, like, 87 takes.
I don't know why you guys ever thought it was a good idea to invite him to do church announcements.
He just keep getting more angry and angry every time we go wrong.
Man, there's something weird that happens, like, when you hit that record button and you're trying to read something, like, if something changes in your mind. You're like, oh, I got to get this right. And it just, man, it's a strange thing.
Joey, you're wearing the same jacket you wore last week. Look, I don't got a lot of clothes. Yeah. All right, I only got like two clothes.
I've two never clothes.
I got a sock and a hat. That's all I got.
Yeah, yeah. I remember saying that.
So funny.
It was true.
So funny.
I like two shirts. Man, back off.
This is all from our church announcement videos with bloopers. Available still on YouTube. Our YouTube channel, youtube.ltnonair.com, under the playlist. Better church announcements. You can go see what we were up to early on back then. But next up is still one of my favorite videos also on the channel. And I'm bummed that it was shot with a bad camera and no equipment because the idea deserved so much more love. When we were first setting up the YouTube channel, we had the idea of having a puppet ministry character who was, well, inappropriate, not dirty, just like rude.
Yeah, he was just rude.
Back row Brody. Yeah. And we had a fan actually purchase this puppet for us and send it in. So I want you to hear the audio of Brody and Joey have a misunderstanding.
Welcome to Back Row Brody Interviews People. I'm Brody, and today's people is Joey.
Hey, Brody.
Joey is a worship pastor at a church. Isn't that right, Joey?
That's right, Brody. I'm a worship pastor, and I get to lead worship every Sunday and Wednesday night. And I've been doing it for 3 years now.
Yeah, and, well, Joey's here to tell us about what it's like being the leader of a praise team. So, take it away, bro.
Okay, well, first of all, I brought my guitar with me. And I love my guitar. It's my favorite thing. And I try to take as good of care of it as I can. And I like to keep it in tune.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I'm just being informative.
Okay, well, just talk normal, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I also brought with me a snare drum. And drums come in all different sizes, but mostly drums are circular. And they can be big circles or small circles, but generally they're circles.
Why are you talking about circles? Everybody knows what a circle is. We're not idiots, Joey.
Well, I don't know. Isn't this a kid's show?
No! What on earth gave you the idea that this was a kid's show?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a Christian video, and you're a puppet.
So what if I'm a puppet? Did I ask you to come here and talk to five-year-olds about circles and crap? No! I wanted a behind-the-scenes style expose on the gritty world of worship leading.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought that this was a kid's show.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Then why are you a puppet?
Why am I a puppet? Why am I a puppet? Because you stink! That's why! Is that a good enough reason? Huh? Big man? You think you're better than me because you can grow a beard? Get out of here! Take your circles and get out!
Take you know what?
You said there would be sandwiches.
You don't get any sandwiches! Whatever. Go!
Aww.
Man.
This has been Back Row Brody Interviews People. Bye, everyone.
Drums are circles, idiot.
My puppet was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
Yeah. He's very rude. Yeah. Oh gosh, I love it. You think you're better than me? Because you can go over here.
I have so many comments. Man. Yeah.
That could have been a whole series, Joey.
I know.
Could have been.
I know.
Hmm. Now, Brody did show up in a church announcements 1 week. You remember that?
I do remember that.
And it was because there was an announcement for like a puppet ministry that was coming into town at the very end of that video. So we just had Brody do announcements with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was
funny.
We didn't quite.
He was slightly nicer.
Jerk it up.
Yeah.
That was just for some church announcements. But yes, that was a good time.
Oh, man. So that was one of many bad puppet ministry videos. And so finally, that brings us to the back row with Matt and Joey. Do you remember how we were planning this? Like setting up a studio in your house?
Yes.
Similar to what we're at right now. Like mm-hmm. We had a folding table and everything.
Yeah, and the Jesus picture.
We and the Jesus picture back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple things left over from that, but they're all not in here anymore except for that Jesus picture. The Jesus laughing picture.
I've always wondered the origin of the Jesus laughing.
That's where it came from. We printed it out. We thought if we put a picture of Jesus laughing, then nobody can say we're being too inappropriate.
Yeah, because
Jesus
God
is
loves it. The creator of the universe is loving this.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to play a clip of this, but I cannot find the video anymore.
Did it ever even get published?
It did get put on YouTube, but we had a separate channel for it at that time. And eventually all those videos got moved over, the ones that I did with Marty. He came in. Marty Field came in and took your position after you unceremoniously just pulled the rug out from under me and left. But I did originally put it up, or eventually put it up, but apparently it did not make the move to the main channel, and I cannot. I've searched this laptop extensively over this past few days and can't find it. Coming up empty. But we did play Joel Osteen versus Fortune Cookie.
Yeah.
Or rather, Joel Osteen or Fortune Cookie. I don't remember what we talked about. I think we talked about being awkward in church, maybe. Or there's a couple topics that were early on. I feel like that was one of them, but I don't quite remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
It was our first attempt, and so I just remember feeling very like forced.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were like the conversation was awkward. Like I didn't know how to talk to you.
But we did have like a vision board kind of thing where we were like writing out all the different segments that we could do and all this. Like we were planning out weeks and weeks of these shows, had it all set up. And well, yeah. So not to beat a dead horse, but yeah.
Why don't we have a vision board? Do you know how many times I've said we should talk about this? And you're like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then you forget. And then I forget because
we
never talk about it.
That came from me.
Yeah, that was
I'm the administrator.
I'm stealing that idea.
You can take it.
You bring a vision board in here. We'll use it.
Matt's all
okay.
He was happy about it. He just didn't want to be the one running the vision.
True. Watch me walk in next week with a dry erase board and an easel and dry erase markers out the wazoo.
I'm not a man of vision, really. But it was going to be a fun 20-minute show that we were going to do every week, discussing a main topic, doing lists, playing games. But shortly after recording that, you needed a change and you moved. And I know you don't regret moving because look what that decision did for your life. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
God has blessed
it. It was 100% the right call for me mm-hmm. in my life at that time. But, you know, for some reason, you vicariously told Megan to ask me to come and join you guys today. And I don't know if you're harboring, I guess you are harboring some ill feelings.
Listen, I do think that's what I'm picking up on. You yeah. need,
and you
need to start recovery.
Yourself.
No.
For what? Bitterness.
Mo had invited me over because you were coming over. And I said, I typically can't on Sundays because I work through it. But yeah. They haven't heard it. The people need to hear it.
I'm just saying.
The world needs to know this.
And since you were already in a conversation, I said, do you want to ask him if he wants to come be on the show with you after dinner? And my vision was y'all would eat dinner and then Mo would be like, all right, I got to go record a podcast. You want to come? That's what I thought it was going to happen.
And what would that have been like? How would that have gone down? You would have been like,
well, I probably would have had something else planned at that point.
Exactly. Right. So. See?
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a man of vision. Yeah. Mo did a good job. She would just went ahead and asked you.
So she did ask me. And of course, I was like, I would love to do that, you know? And so I was happy to join. But I did also tell her that, you know, the move was the right decision for me at that time in my life. But, you know, the only really regret that I have is not being able to continue what we had begun.
Yeah.
And so that really is a genuine regret for me. Like, I really wish we could have seen that through, and, you know, and I've seen where it's come. And, yeah. You know, it's really awesome to see what the Lord's doing.
I mean, it's still not making us any money, but it has come a long way.
We say that every single week.
Yeah.
You know, hoping our dream.
We're putting it out into the universe.
Yeah. Somebody will.
That's our vision. That's our vision. That's board. Is we just speak
make
it.
Make money.
How do we monetize?
Speak things into existence, right? I feel like that's the whole. Isn't that something? No? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't remember what you said that prompted me to say that, but.
Just saying, this decision was the right decision, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I admit that I also envisioned that you'd be a bigger part of the back row for years. Yeah. Like, I had planned, didn't have it mapped out on a vision board, per se, but, you know, I had in my mind planned, you know, Joey and I are going to make this thing huge. It's going to be a really cool thing. And so I won't say that I was hurt, per se, when you left.
Are we about to have like a
moment?
A come to Jesus meaning?
Are you like, is this what this is?
No.
I'm filling in some blanks here. I won't say I was hurt when you left because I understood why you left.
Yeah.
And there's more to that story and we don't need to get into it. But, oh, jeez. Sorry. That's loud.
Come on. Do not disturb, man.
Right? Thought I had everything off. Bubba jumping in here. All right. Yeah. So, I had plans and I had hopes and you moved and I understood. And so we had to move on. So I had to find a replacement. And I kind of just went to, the back row Twitter account, just like anybody around my area want to do this. And, Marty Field, who lived in Lubbock at the time, who was also a bald white guy, with a goatee. It's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Not planned.
come try. So he come up and we did, I think maybe 10 or 12 of the original show kind of idea that we had. And we didn't have the equipment or the ability to really make it good. And so we kind of changed up the format several times and we made some funny stuff, but it just didn't feel great. And essentially I just made the decision, look, we don't have the equipment or the ability to make YouTube videos. And so John actually had the idea of let's do a podcast. Why don't you do a podcast? And so I stole his idea and I didn't offer him the co-host job. I wasn't going to have a co-host, but I was going to have a rotating group of people. So we had, John came in, our pastor at the time, Kevin Wellborn came in, for the first episode. And we just did the Back Row Baptist podcast. We talked about different things, again, played games. A lot of what we were going to do on the YouTube show just became a podcast, and that was a lot easier to do because you didn't have to worry about a set. You didn't have to worry about, you know, looking visually appealing or anything. It's just you sit around a little table and you talk. And it got really popular, like, really quick. Like, not super, you know, we're not talking Joe Rogan here, but we had several hundred listeners within that first year, which is big for kind of a podcast out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mo came in, I think it was episode 7-ish around there. And I was like, she's good at this. And so I asked her to join in and be on pretty much every show after that. Then Mo and I started doing a show for YouTube, similar to what we were doing, but mostly focusing on the game portion. And so we had on YouTube the Back Row with Matt and Joey for that one episode, the Back Row with Matt and Marty for several episodes, and then the Back Row with Matt and Mo for a season, and we've had a few more. But we've been doing now Twitch with these live streams of the morning show. It's been, you know, it's turned into a radio station. It's turned into several other avenues, all of which I wish you were still a part of in some way. But even though you're not at this point, What's really cool is the fact that you are a building block to pretty much everything that's happened. If we hadn't tried that one pilot episode of that show, I wouldn't have gotten the bug to try and do a show like this. We wouldn't have continued it on with Marty. We wouldn't have decided, let's go the podcast route. We wouldn't have done the podcast where we asked people to send in music. So we wouldn't have music. We wouldn't have started the radio station. We wouldn't have turned it into a morning show. We wouldn't have gotten connected with Love Thy Nerd. None of this would have existed had it not been for your willingness to do a YouTube show with me that one time.
Can I add? No. Sorry.
No, please go ahead.
I also just want to say, when I first started episode 7, Matt and I really didn't have a friendship at that point. Yeah. And we had very small interactions. I think I was only invited on because I was really close with Kara and Kevin. And Kevin was probably the one that was like, hey, Mo could
I think
be
you
okay.
were invited because we were talking about marriage issues. And you had gone through marriage issues.
Bring in the expert.
I'm pretty sure that was your first episode. It's called Married with Issues.
It's very likely. And considering Kevin very much knew our marriage issues, once again, I think that it was probably him that was like,
you're probably right.
Invite her. All of that being said, had your life not taken the twists and turns that it did, and had you not left, I don't think I would have been given the opportunity to be here and to be doing this. And this truly is something that I love. I talk about it pretty regularly, but we have friends that are always like, really? That's what you do with your Friday night? That's how you spend your Friday night? Do you even get paid? Do you make any money? I'm like, no, I don't make any money. Yes, it's how I spend my Friday night. But guess what? I love it. So shut up. But without you having to step away, it wouldn't have allowed me the opportunity to step in. So I do want to say thank you.
Thanks for leaving.
That your life took a twist.
Yes. Took a twist. That's a nice way to put it.
Took a twist.
But, you know, friendships, relationships, even when people move, lives diverge, things change. What happened in the past is still foundational to the present. And a part of those memories still influence lives moving forward. Mo posted something. Y'all have been doing, like we said earlier in the show, y'all been doing D Now. Disciple Now is what originally it was called, but I guess D Now is like the official title of it now, isn't it?
I guess it's just cooler to say say D Now.
Instead of Disciple Now.
Disciple Now.
Why would we use a religious term?
Yeah, we don't want to
turn off the children.
Muddy the waters with what we're actually trying to do.
But you made a post similar to this, because your life has changed, even though you stayed in this area, your life has changed a little bit, and you know, you've moved churches, and just by the nature of not being around people as often, that kind of shifts relationships a bit, changes how friendships work or how often you get to see people. But you made a post I'd like you to elaborate on because I don't have it in front of me.
Do you want me to read the post?
If you'd like to, or you can just talk about your idea behind it.
Okay, well, okay, so I will say this. As Matt was saying, it's been 3 years now that we have moved churches. And prior to that, we had all been attending the same church where we are currently recording. And this was our first church that we visited, came to, became members of when we first moved to Clovis. For those who don't know, we're prior military, so we've moved around quite a bit. This is not our home state, not our hometown. So to find a home church is something that is always pretty daunting.
It's a daunting task.
Yeah. Huge undertaking. And especially when our kids were so little. When we first moved here, Mila was 15 months old, Topher was 5, Cannon was 4. No, Cannon was 5, Topher was 6. So they were little. We were looking for something specific. And so we came here and we very quickly found a family. But when we left, that was difficult. We were leaving behind. We knew that, like you said, those relationships were kind of going to change. When I walked in to the host church, which was neither the church I'm attending now or the church that we all attended together.
For D Now, for this event. Yeah.
When I walked into D Now, I saw Joey. And of course, I knew he was going to be there, you know, but I see Joey and I'm like waving. Hey. And then I see Ben and Brittany, who also attended here with us. I see the Kellys, I see the Boydstons, you know, so many people, and then kids that my kids had grown up with, and it genuinely felt like a big family reunion. Mm-hmm. Like as I'm walking in and I'm waving, and I have these people from my new church that are looking at me like, why are you waving at these people? And I walked up, our sound technician at my new church had a question. And so I walked her right over to Joey and I was like, here, Joey, this is, you know, this is our sound tech, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, how do you know him?
Like, it's a shocker you might know somebody. Like,
yeah.
How do you know that guy? Yeah,
exactly.
He's bald and has a beard.
Do you know that band?
It's crazy.
Give me his autograph.
Right. So my post was, I said, D-Now has officially ended. The noise is less. The smell of boys is fading away. But just like every year, the impact is eternal. This year was different, though. As a church, we didn't host. We were hosted and by some of the best hosts there are. 8 area churches attended, and the first night as I walked through the doors, my face smiled almost as big as my heart. As I saw church members from our previous church filling the room, I joked that it was like a giant family reunion. I began to realize very quickly how the last 9 years have changed for our family, but through all of those changes, one thing that carried over in all areas was the relationships we had made. Being relational is so important. Investing in people's lives and allowing others to invest in ours is necessary. Not through social media or technology, but personal face-to-face connection. Our speaker, who, by the way, was hilarious, and he was. Even
Taylor Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious.
He's got some videos on YouTube.
Yeah. He even pointed out the necessity for connection, referencing how Jesus, while suffering and dying on the cross, even took time to be relational. We can make excuses that sound good and convince ourselves that we're okay. But if Jesus can take a few minutes from the pure torture of his death to love on the criminal beside him, and we're called to live like Jesus, then what excuse do we truly have for brushing off those around us? Be relational. Invest in the lives of others. Make the time, not the excuses. Spend your moments wisely, even in your suffering, and always approach gatherings like a giant family reunion. After all, when Jesus connects us together, we become a part of a family that has more in common than just blood.
Preach.
You write really good. You should do like devotionals or something.
You know, I've kind of thought about it, but I'm not sure. And that was what the weekend was like. It was just the best overall.
Yeah.
That I could have even thought of. Just knowing that Joey was coming into town, I was excited. I was excited to worship, have him lead me in worship again. That's something that, for me, it was one of the reasons that we stayed at the church when we first started coming, because of the worship.
Joey made it loud, too.
Listen,
I remember when Joey played, you could hear it outside.
Crank it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was one of the things that sold me. So, well, I definitely was not upset. So to be able to worship under his lead again, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And then to be able to worship with so many people that have been a part of our lives for the last 9 years, that was also exciting.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. It was a whole different kind of D-Now experience. It wasn't for the kids this time. It was for me.
Man, those are incredibly kind words. And, I echo all of that. I mean, you guys, the relationships made at this church were, you know, lifelong. You know, I will always be in touch with you guys, you know, for sure, in some capacity. And so, you know, but me leaving here and just having to step away, I think is really a testament to the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I left out of a really tough situation. I left and stepped into something amazing, you know, and then, you know, Matt, I totally abandoned you. I was like, dude, I'm leaving.
How dare you
1 month
unpaid.
Yeah.
Unpaid, yeah. Untested YouTube show.
Yes, but God did not abandon you, man.
Yeah.
He brought somebody better, somebody that was going to help you continue what he started and move it into this, what it is now. And, I mean, would it have been, as good if I had stayed? Probably better. I mean, you know,
I'm just upset that you weren't willing to go with the back row with Matt and Joe. Like, I'm sad that you had to keep your E on the
end. I know. No, the truth is it's, you know, probably not. you know, I mean, God moved me away for a reason.
Yeah.
And so God is, you know, out of tragedy, God is so good at making it work together for all of our good. Like mm-hmm. You benefited from me leaving. And I understand you thanking me for leaving is not like a, man, thanks for getting out of here. Like it's a, hey, thanks for, you know, allowing me to come into this spot,
yeah.
vacating and giving me a place to plug in and a place to call your own. And so God is good. And, you know, I just, you know, I love you guys. And I really do am touched by the things that you wrote in your Facebook post. And, you know, it really is a blessing just to be asked to be here and just be a part of what you guys are doing and, where it's come. And man, this is a really great place. And I'm proud and honored to just have a microphone in the presence of Matt and Mo.
I'm glad you had a microphone.
I'm glad you had an extra microphone to do that. Yes. Yeah, we weren't set up for that.
We almost had to share. But because I did a D, now I have a big giant bag here of microphones. So we had another one.
So I will say this. It's even really neat to be able to look at the future generation of the church and to see how they're also affected, having, you know, affected by change and twists and whatnot. My boys, who are now 14 and 15, good grief, it's weird to say that. When they were seeing the DNOW advertisements come out and asking about, they love DNOW Weekend. So when they were seeing it, they were like, Mom, who's the band? And I was like, Joey Porter. Why does that name sound familiar? And I'm like, I don't know. Why does it? Do you remember? Tell me. And they're like, I don't know, but I know the name. So then explaining, reminding them we went to your wedding. That was the wedding we went to in Austin. And they're like, oh.
You were there too? Why don't I remember that?
Because you were stuck in the DJ booth. That's and true. Didn't talk to anybody.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you just said you wanted to do and mm-hmm. really reveled in.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Continue.
Thank you.
I apologize for him. That's right.
But Cannon actually remembered there was a very, very, very short time right before Joey left where Sunday night we began this quick tradition of Joey would spend Sunday nights with Chris and I watching The Walking Dead.
That's right. I do remember hearing about that. Yeah. And I got invited once and I'm like, heck no, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Ugh, black.
Yeah.
Nasty.
What a great show that was.
That was.
It's still going, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. We may or may not have been convinced this past weekend to give it another try. So we'll see. I don't know. But Cannon, and that was his very first comment as soon as Joey walked in for lunch on Sunday afternoon was, hey, are we going to watch The Walking Dead? And it just brought so much joy to my heart to know that they have these memories that they're going to carry on. And then they're going to remember and understand what it means to be relational and intentional, you know, regardless of distance, regardless of what happens within people's lives, regardless of what we thought it should have looked like and how it actually ended up happening. None of that matters if we're choosing to be a part of each other's life.
Yeah.
You know, if we're choosing to be relational with each other, that's the significant part. That's what matters. Furthermore, having my 14-year-old defend Joey in his honor to all of his small group friends, host home friends.
Defend him against what?
I made a comment. So I am, you know, you can't see me, you know, on the podcast, but I am a bald man. I shave my head.
Mm-hmm. And what is the one Bible verse?
From the stage, I was talking about how, you know, God knows us, blah, blah, blah. You know, God knows even the amount of hairs on your head. And, you know, as a bald man, you immediately have to follow that up with something like some more than others, you know, so everybody laughs. Oh, he's bald. You know? He doesn't have any hair on his head. And so I didn't say that. But anyway, so that's where this sets up the story.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So then apparently there was laughter and comments and da, 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 da. We get home that evening and I can hear the boys talking. We hosted the upper middle school boys. We had five of them in our home. And I can hear the boys talking. and making reference. And then I hear Cannon and he goes, come on, guys, really? It's not even funny. It's not even a good joke. And I am like trying to connect the dots without overstepping my bounds and like
eavesdropping.
Thank you.
Without spying being on a your children.
Helicopter host, mom. But so I was like, what are y'all saying? What is going on in there? And Cannon was like, they're talking about bald people. And so then I thought, and I was like, who, what bald people? Who are y'all talking about? Are you talking about Joey?
Coming to my defense, y'all.
Are you talking about Joey? And the boys are like, who's Joey? I don't know. And Cannon's like, it's the worship leader. Yes, mom, they're talking about Joey. I said, well, what did y'all say? So he brings up how Joey said the number of hairs on his head and how the boys were like, but he doesn't have a lot. Ha, ha, ha. And then Cannon was like,
zero.
But Cannon was like, but it's the number of hairs on your head. And technically, your face is part of your head. And he's got a sweet beard. Bet you can't grow a beard like that. And I was
right. It is nicely shaped.
I'll admit thank
it.
You.
I wish I could do that because I got curly hair. And so it likes to get all nasty.
I do it myself. It's yeah, this is.
You grow it yourself?
Hundo P. All Joey.
Hundo P.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grow it myself and groom it myself. Yes.
Very good. Very good.
You don't pop not a bill for some professional. That,
so.
Professional. Beard stylist.
Pop a bill.
I did.
You need to hold on. You need to take that phrase back with you. Pop a bill.
Pop
meaning
a bill.
Paying for something.
Okay.
Or
pop a bill.
Know, like, is that like need, a Gen
if you,
Z?
You want to ride? If you want to
no,
ride,
no, no,
you got to
no, no, no.
pop a bill for some gas.
That is a Matt and Mo original.
It is. We came up with it.
Pop a bill.
Pop a bill. Pop a bill.
And we're trying to make it a thing. So yeah. Help us out. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I did, that when I first grew, I've always had some kind of facial hair because I'm bald and you've got to have something.
Yes, you do. Or you look like a giant baby.
Yeah.
Remember that time I accidentally did that?
Yes.
I nicked myself too hard. I'm like, oh no. Oh, I got to even it out.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I just shaved it all off. And we went to a staff meeting at Rib Crib and you're just staring at me from across the table. Why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not cool. So I've always had some kind of facial hair, but I've never had like a full beard. And then I moved to Austin and it's the hipster thing to do. And you got to have a full beard. It's, you know, super trendy. So I grew one. And so the first time I went to a barber to have them shape it. And they didn't quite do it the way I wanted. And I'm like, I can do this myself. And so lo and behold, I figured it out. And so I do enjoy my beard. And it also is twofold. It looks really cool, but it also hides my double chin.
That's the great power.
That's the best part of a beard, really.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the reasons why I look so terrible without it.
Yeah. Same here. You'll never see me without a beard until I lose, you know.
An adult fat baby. What are you doing?
Quite possibly could be the only reason that I sometimes wish I were a man.
So you could grow a beard to hide your double chin?
So I could hide my double chin.
How often do you wish you were a man?
Every time I look in the mirror and see my double chin, and I'm like, oh, I can't do anything to hide
this. Guys are so lucky.
If the circus is hiring, bearded ladies are still a thing, right?
Okay, but see, since teaching online, right, you think you look one way to your students. You think that as you look into the computer screen, this is what you look like. Beautiful, flawless, absolutely stunning. And then you look in the little thumbnail at the top of the screen and notice there is no definition from forehead to neck. It's all one.
You look like Fiona the Ogre from
They have
Trek.
Been seeing directly up my booger filled nose all morning.
Counting the hairs.
Yeah.
And they can see every cavity that I have inside my mouth.
God numbers every hair in your nose.
God knows the numbers of hairs in your nose.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those count too, so take that, kids.
Just grow those out and then shape it like a comb over kind of thing into a goatee.
Sure.
That's disgusting.
Listen, I told
Took
Joey.
Took it too far. Sorry. Yes.
I told Joey about the bald comment on Saturday afternoon, hoping with everything in me that he was going to say something at the last session Saturday night during worship to call those boys out, but he didn't. He missed a really great opportunity to shame some kids from the stage.
bringing a bear.
I did think about cursing them and seeing if a bear would come. Because coincidentally, the theme of the weekend was bear at all.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's right. You got the shirt on there, too.
Is a bear. So it would have been a really good connection. And you're right. I totally missed it.
You did.
Next time, because it'll happen again. For sure. Yeah.
So I don't really know, besides the band, is there anything that you're doing? Do you have anything to promote or anything like that? Or
no.
Any way for people to connect with you for anything? Or do you not want more people to connect with you?
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, he's no longer on Match.com. We know how that...
That's true.
Yes.
Ladies,
that connection don't be looking is for gone.
We know how that panned out.
No, so I'm right now I'm a worship leader and student pastor for Hutto Community Church in Hutto, Texas, which is right outside of Austin. And so I do that full time, and I do the Joey Porter Band thing kind of on the side, just when I have time.
Sporadically.
Yes, because it takes a lot of work and you make no money doing it. And now I have a wife and a kid, so...
Money's important.
It is important, and so time is also important. And so I'm trying to push that less than I have in the past. But yeah, if anybody ever wanted to reach out to me, they could do that. Trying to think of the best way. I did have a Joey Porter Band website and Facebook. Then my Facebook got jacked.
Oh, right. I was going to ask you about that. I noticed I got a new friend request from Joseph Porter.
Yes.
I'm like, Joseph Porter? Yeah. I thought you were the fake at that point. I was just trying to make it different. His name's not. And I go look at your old account, and it's some weird random white guy I've never seen.
Yeah, long story short, in March, I get a notification from Facebook in the middle of the night, which I didn't get till the next day. That was like, there's some weird activity on your account, and there was a couple requests sent to me to like change my password. And so in the morning, I tried to start the process of like somebody had hacked my account, and I started the process of trying to get it back. And Facebook doesn't give two craps about you or your situation. So there is nobody to like reach out to. There's like an automated like type of system. Anyway, I'm stuck in this like circle of I can never recover my account. Like this person has made it where I can never get back into my account. Mm. And Facebook, you know, you can report. The only thing I can do is go report somebody for impersonating me. And so he is impersonating me, but he's actually using my account.
Right.
You know, so when the Autobots over at Facebook go look at it, I get a response that's like, we've looked and this person isn't doing anything to violate our community standards, you know? And so I'll never get it back. So I just, after, you know, weeks of beating my head against the wall and being mad at this person in Vietnam, that's where they're at, or at least that's where it says they're at. You know, they're probably in California, LA, whatever, bouncing off servers and
the whole conspiracy against Joey Porter.
And so anyway, I just conceded I'm never going to get it back. So I started a new one because I have to do like my church Facebook.
Yeah.
But the Joey Porter Band was attached to that other Facebook. So now so it's just
get
out
that
there.
One back.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so I lost it.
But it's still out there, which is the problem.
Yeah. And, right? And
it still
I don't know
exists,
if that person is doing
and nobody
anything
can
with
run
it. Or somebody reaches out to me on it and I'll never know, you
That's
know,
messed up.
And I, there's really no recourse, like nothing. So I guess if somebody wanted to reach out to me, they could get me at joey@huddocommunitychurch.org.
Okay.
That's my church email. So
pay for him to come out and lead worship somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear that like roughly 5,000 is what he's pushing.
Yeah, and that's reasonable. Truly,
that's on the low
quality.
End. That's on the low end.
If you want quality, you pay for it.
That's for the churches that are like, oh, we really can't pay you, and I'm like, fine, $5,000. I'll take $5,000. I've never been paid
a 4-star hotel. Unlimited minibar. Unlimited minibar.
That is not
but
negotiable.
I'll take a 4-star. Yeah.
And have to have bottled water ready.
And only blue M&Ms. I love peanut blue M&Ms.
Peanut blue M&Ms that's, only.
Also, yeah. So just reach out to me. I'll send you my rider and contracts. And if you guys can agree to some terms, I would love to come and minister to your students.
Hey, we could do a whole thing, all three of us.
Yeah, let's do a traveling show.
Comedy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to say for years now we should do some sort of traveling something. Gosh.
I mean, we have fans. I don't know if we have justify the cost of the trip fans.
Listen here.
Rent out some venues. Yeah.
We don't got to do perfect money.
We're going
over
on
here.
Tour.
You know, I do think that there is a church in Weatherford, Texas that is needing some youth things. That
don't they need some youth?
Wow.
I heard it's mostly old
they
folks.
They have youth. They actually have a good youth group.
Do they really?
Watch yourself.
He's the one that told me this.
Good. You guys, is that that's where Kevin is at, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I wasn't going to
okay,
name.
Well.
Yeah. K Willies. Were you here when he did the more deeper thing?
No. That was later. But I remember that on Facebook.
That's still one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
The Greek language is more deeper. More deeper.
Kevin, please take note.
It's the best.
Of who's not saying anything.
Kevin listens to all these, right?
He listens to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hey, Kevin, I love you. And I miss you.
Mainly because we keep saying his name.
Yeah, you're the best pastor I've ever had, excluding my current one.
Hashtag fact.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to share our latest Twitter poll about pretzels.
More Backroom Morning Show to come.
Stick around. What's up, nerd? You digging this podcast? Well, the audio enjoyment doesn't end there. Visit LTNOnAir.com and make LTN Radio your new go-to for the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie, as well as our exclusive LTN shows and podcasts, some of which air on the station before they're available anywhere else. Visit LTNOnAir.com to listen now and find the link to our app. Now back to the show. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we wanted to know, what is your favorite kind of pretzel?
Because it is pretzel day. After all, we asked, what's the best kind? Big soft pretzels, crunchy thin pretzels, pretzel chips, or chocolate covered pretzels? Joey, what do you think was the number one answer?
Big soft pretzels.
Correct. 70.8%.
Yes.
What are you laughing at over there?
I just, there's a lot of innuendo in here that I'm not comfortable with.
I don't know what's going on. I'm innocent Matt over here. I have no idea what you're laughing at.
I don't think she can speak right now.
Okay.
Yes, big soft pretzels.
Face is so red right now.
73%?
Maybe I'll get it. 70.8%.
Do you really not get it?
This is the one time that I'm not aware of what inappropriate thing I said.
Can you say the options again, please?
Big soft pretzels, crunchy thin pretzels, pretzel chips, chocolate covered pretzels.
Oh, man.
What am I missing?
We just need to move on.
Chocolate covered pretzels was second, 24%. Crunchy thin, 4.2%. And pretzel chips, 1%. Which surprised me, because pretzel chips are my second favorite.
Yeah, those are great.
Big soft pretzels is number one.
I'm trying to steer away from that. And
I don't get it.
All right, let's read our verse for the day. Our verse for the day is John 13:35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
That's going to do it for our show today. Be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LTN Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you'd like to directly support our mission to become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, and specifically with LTN Radio, then please visit lovethynerd.com/partner. You can choose LTN Radio from the drop-down menu. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax-deductible.
Make sure you're following us on all the socials at the back row LTN, at LTN on air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And you can also find us hanging out at the Love Thy Nerd community Facebook group and at lovethynerd.com/discord.
Lastly, remember that we air first exclusively on LTN Radio, ltnonair.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern with an encore at 10 a.m. But if you miss a show or just can't catch it live, find the Back Row Morning Show podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, and leave a review. All of that helps us out immensely.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, and we hope you will too.
Joey, final thought.
I love you all.
He's not a discriminator of pretzels.
No, I love all pretzels equally.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And remember, if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.